Sherlock Holmes, The Blue Diamond by Sir Arthur Conan Doyle. Text adaptation by Bill Bowler. Read by Wayne Forrester. Copyright Oxford University Press, 2002.
Chapter 1. An Old Hat. My name's Dr. Watson, and I'm a good friend of the famous detective Sherlock Holmes. 2 days after Christmas last year, I went to his house, 221B Baker Street. I wanted to say Happy Christmas to him. When I arrived, I found him in the sitting room. He was by the window with some newspapers next to him. There was an old hat on a chair near him, and he had a magnifying glass in his hand. "You're working on something," I said. "Shall I go?" "No," said Holmes. "Sit down and look at that interesting old hat over there." I sat down. It was cold out in the street, but it was nice and warm in Holmes's sitting room. "Why are you interested in that old hat?" "Is it something to do with a crime?" I asked. Holmes laughed. "Not a crime, no," he said. "I got it from Peterson, the doorman at the Baker Street Hotel. He found it in the street and brought it here on Christmas Day for me to look at. He also brought a dead bird with him, a good fat Christmas goose, at the same time. I gave the goose back to him this morning. He's cooking it at his house now, and he's going to eat it for dinner tonight."
"Oh, first it was a hat, and now you're talking about a goose," I said. "I don't understand."
"Then let's begin when it all began," said Holmes. "At about 4 o'clock in the morning of Christmas Day, Peterson went home after work. When he got to Tottenham Court Road, he saw, in the street in front of him, a tall man with a goose over his shoulder. Peterson walked behind him for some time. There were some young men in the street in front of them. Suddenly, one of them hit the tall man's hat off his head, and it fell into the road. Then the tall man tried to hit the young man with his walking stick, but by accident he broke the window of a shop behind him. At that moment, Peterson ran to the man to help him, but the tall man ran away. Perhaps he felt bad about breaking the shop window. Perhaps he thought that Peterson, in his doorman's coat and hat, was a policeman. When he ran, he left his Christmas bird in the street next to his hat. The young men ran away at the same time. So Peterson took the goose and the hat home with him, and the next day he brought them here. There was an interesting little ticket on the goose's left leg," said Holmes. "It said, 'For Mr. and Mrs. Henry Baker.' We can find the letters HB in the hat, too."
"Oh, so the owner of the hat and the goose is called Henry Baker, I said.
Yes, answered Holmes. But, my dear Watson, this doesn't help us very much. There are hundreds of Henry Bakers in London. I gave the goose back to Peterson this morning, he went on, and I said to him, Have this for your dinner. I didn't want it to go bad, you know.
Did Mr. Baker put an advertisement in the newspaper about his hat and goose? I asked.
No,
answered Holmes. Then how can we find him?
Well, perhaps his hat can help us, said Holmes. Here's my magnifying glass, Watson. Now, you be a detective for a minute or two. What can you tell me about the owner of this hat?
I took the magnifying glass and looked at the hat. It was black, but old, and very, very dirty. I saw the letters HB in it. For me, it was no different from any other old black hat. I can see nothing, I said, and I gave the hat back to my friend.
Excuse me, Watson, you do see, but you don't think about what you see.
All right, I said. What can you see in this hat?
The owner of this hat is an intelligent man, said Holmes. He was once rich and is now poor. His wife loved him once, but she doesn't love him now. And he's 30 or 40 years old.
Well, perhaps I'm slow, Holmes, but I don't understand, I said. Why is he an intelligent man, do you think?
Holmes put the hat on his head. It came down to his nose. This is a big hat. A man with a big hat has a big head. And a man with a big head has a big brain. A man with a big brain thinks a lot.
But you say he was once rich and is now poor. Why?
The hat is 3 years old. I remember these hats were in all the shops then. They were very expensive, too. 3 years ago, this man bought a good hat. So he was rich then, but he has no money to buy a new hat now, so these days he is poor.
All right, I said. But you say he is in his 30s or 40s. How does the hat tell you this?
Well, when I looked carefully at the hat with my magnifying glass, I could see some grey hairs in it. People usually get grey hair in their 30s or 40s.
I see. But what about his wife? You say she doesn't love him.
Because the hat is very dirty. When a woman loves her husband, she cleans his hat for him.
Perhaps he hasn't got a wife.
Yes, he has. Remember the ticket on the goose's leg?
Ah, yes, I said. You have an answer for everything. At that moment, the door opened, and Peterson, the hotel doorman, ran into the room. He looked very excited.
The goose, Mr. Holmes! The goose! He said.
What's the matter with a goose? Asked Holmes. Did it come back from the dead and fly off through the kitchen window?
No, Mr. Holmes! My wife found this in the bird.
Peterson opened his hand. There was a beautiful blue diamond in it.